Hi, everybody. This is Gad Saad. Many of you who are football fans and some who are not are now aware that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers won the Super Bowl yesterday. And of course, they were led by Tom Brady, who won his seventh Super Bowl. I'm not a Tom Brady fan, but I have to admit that it is a feat that may never be replicated. And so I've often told you in many different forums and certainly in the parasitic mind that identity politics, critical race theory, and all the associated idea pathogens that come with such racist nonsense is a true cancer to the human spirit because it takes everything that's beautiful about individual dignity, individual freedom, individual accomplishments. And it destroys it in its tribal path. So I'd like to read for you an exchange that took place yesterday on Twitter. It's not so much an exchange. Someone posted something and then I offered a rebuttal. So this is by a woman by the name of Bree, at least the handle is at Bree Newsom, and the handle of the Twitter account is Unite in Justice for the Poor and Oppressed. And it's a verified blue tick, so you know that she's serious and fierce. This is her take from Tom Brady's accomplishment yesterday. There is an enormous amount of racial undertones to this entire convo about Brady being the best athlete of all time in a way that willfully ignores black athletes, past and present, as well as the ongoing systemic discrimination against black athletes in the quarterback position. So if you read the first part, saying that Tom Brady might be, the all-time greatest athlete, which I hardly think he's that, if you're talking about across all sports, he's hardly that. He's not even in the conversation. But that notwithstanding, she's saying, well, why you're talking about him. When, let me read it again. This entire convo about Brady being the best athlete of all time in a way that willfully ignores black athletes past and present. And so, being myself a true progressive, I wrote back to her. I said, absolutely. Great black athletes have been completely ignored. It's only because of my attending an immersive BLM seminar that I heard of Michael Jordan, LeBron James, Emmitt Smith. If you don't know who that is, that's the leading rusher in the NFL of all time. Kobe Bryant, Jerry Rice, who's the leading receiver in the NFL of all time, and the other 13 trillion top black athletes. So this person could not for a second let down her peddling of victimology and just say, here's a guy who's really done something special. Let's honor him. And tomorrow we could return to our hysteria where, NBA stars who are black are too afraid to walk on the street because of the genocide that's taking place in the United States. Remember, many very, very progressive people say this every day. LeBron James was afraid to walk out of his house to go to a game because, he's just a black man who takes his life in his hands when he has to go to the Staples Center. So there you have it, folks. Were it not for BLM activism, I certainly would have never heard of Michael Jordan. And so I'm thankful that these voices of color are fighting against the erasure of all of these brilliant black athletes, which otherwise we would have all been completely unaware of. Take care, everybody.